Hi, I'm soprano Lynn Church, an instructor of voice in the Department of Theater at Interlochen Center for the Arts. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Kids Commute at Interlochen.
Well, good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day three of SATB week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet later in the show. Our friend Lynn Church is here helping us to decode SATB. Hiya, Lynn.
Hi, Kate. How are you today?
I am great and so excited to learn about the T.
The tea.
What's the tea, Lynn?
Oh, the tea is the tenor. The tenor, the male voice that sits a little high and is gorgeous and round and warm. And in opera, he's usually the leading man that we all fall in love with. There's just something really exciting and brilliant about the tenor voice.
And let's talk about what makes an exciting tenor voice, because it's not just that it sings high. There's a sharpness.
There is. It's sort of a dental sound. We call it dental, like singing behind the teeth, which also gives to the term giving it the bite. It has a certain way of creating resonance that cuts over orchestras. You know, you sing in those big opera houses. You know, you are not on mic. And if the tenor doesn't have that biting sound a little bit, it's not going to cut through as well as it could be.
Okay. Boy, did you pick a beautiful piece for us today.
I've picked today Una Fortiva Lagrima from L'Elisir d'Amore. For the soprano, it's sort of unfortunate because this happens right before her big aria that nobody ever remembers because this is so beautiful.
And now it means a hidden tear. And I love this meaning because it's sung by a kind of a schlub, a guy named Nemorino, mm-hmm. who's like madly in love with Adina. So mm-hmm. he's madly in love with Lynn Church's character.
Right.
And he sees her cry a little bit. He thinks she loves him because he sees this little tear.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. And they do end up together at the end.
Spoiler alert for a 200-year-old opera. But okay, yes. We root for those crazy kids. So here is One Hidden Tear, and this is sung by Luciano Pavarotti. Una Fortiva Lagrima from The Elixir of Love.
Thank you. Si può morire. Si può morire. No.
That was the beautiful Donizetti aria Una Furtiva Lagrima, One Hidden Tear, from the Elixir of Love, sung by Luciano Pavarotti, whom we refer to affectionately as Pav.
Yeah.
Because we love him. So I'm Kate Botello, here with Lynn Church. It's time now to check in with our Quizlet all week long. We are asking you this musical question, and if you know the answer, you can win a prize pack. Lynn, what's the question?
What's the musical term when a singer's voice wiggles?
Now, here was our first hint. This wiggle could be wide like a jump rope or fast and narrow like a cat purr. Here's another hint for you. It creates a variation in pitch. What is this musical term? If you know, send us the answer in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. You can win one every 30 days. All right, thank you again, Lynn.
Thank you, Kate.
That does it for today's Kids Commute. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Interlochen Public Radio.